Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for allowing us this time to come on this line, Father, to receive a right now word from you. Father, we thank you for this word going forth, building up your people's faith, opening up your people's eyes, giving them wisdom, instruction, direction. Father, we just thank you and we just praise you for supplying our needs, Father. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for answering prayer, oh Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take your people's eyes off of you and this word. We ask that your anointing would fill this line and that the word would speak to the hearts and minds of your people and they will be blessed by it. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. Remember, we also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, on Sundays, when we're online, we begin at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number. You can tune in on Sundays and listen to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can also be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning a tentative in-person date for the second Sunday in February, which will be February 14th. Again, our date is scheduled for February 13th. It will begin at 12:30. Our services will begin at 12:30 on February 13th. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 Ellis and Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. Again, that will be 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. Also, I would like to let you know that the tax contribution letters have been emailed. Please check your inbox to ensure that you have it in your email. Any questions or concerns, please contact Sister Penny, and her number is 209-818-3531. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to testify. I was actually trying to get online on Sunday, but I was catching a flight. So our plane was on the tarmac, and you know, we were in line to take, completely stopped, you know, and so like we got towed back, and then we had to evacuate on the tarmac and stuff like that, you know, and like everybody was complaining and stuff, and I told them, I was like, well, it's better it stopped on the ground than in the air, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and they were like, oh yeah, you're right. So they ended up having to rebook like 3 flights later. I didn't get home until midnight, and they lost my luggage. I mean, it was one thing after another, but like all in all, I made it home safe. I made it home alive, and that's it. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Cindy. I just want to give thanks to God. You know, you said a prayer for me when I was having my hearing for my work case from my job. And your prayer was that they would be so confused over the paperwork. And I got a letter yesterday saying that they actually reopened my case, remanded it back for further review. And that's a good thing. Because they see some irregularities that were done. So it's under review again. They're going to get more medical documentation. And I just see that as an answer to prayer. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word tonight, for this word to encourage your people, for this word to enlighten your people, for this word, oh God, to build them up. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for your word tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Proverbs 20, verse 22, and Romans 12, verse 19. Again, Proverbs 20 and 22, Romans 12, and verse 19. Get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouragement, and Sister Cindy's testimony was so on time. This word is a word of encouragement that God, this is an hour recompense. And the Spirit of God is the one that does the recompense. And recompense and atonement works together because Jesus, he paid the price through the atonement, through his perfect body. He paid a sin debt, recompense. It was a debt to his Father for our sin. So the spirit of recompense have always been in the earth through the law of God. And this is a time for you to be encouragement. Because recompense means is related to justice. This is so important in the hour we're living in now for the Spirit of God to do what you cannot do. And so the spirit of recompense is over many people's lives in this hour. And God, it's a promise of God to recompense, to bring recompense for his faithful servant, getting what you deserve. That's what recompense. Something bad, something wrong, God goes in and changes those things. He is Jehovah Gamola, the God of recompense. He is the God of recompense. And because he's the God of recompense, it's a promise over your life. When you don't try to vindicate, when you don't try to do it yourself, restitution and recompense always come in due time. And the Holy Spirit get all the praise and all the glory. No flesh can do this. And when recompense comes, that was done to you wrong, nobody could point their fingers at you. It's the promises of God over your life to correct that thing, to make that thing right that has caused you harm or have wronged you. It is God that does the cleanup. It's God that rectify. And that's why I always encourage people when they've been done wrong or when somebody have purposely taken advantage of them to forgive. Don't talk about them. Don't get on the Facebook. Don't get on the social media. Don't call people and talk about people on what they have done to you. because God going to set that thing in order in due season. And when we are servants of God, we don't avenge ourselves. We allow God to be God. And so this is for those that are faithful servants of God, getting what you deserve. That has taken advantage of you tonight. The authority of God's law is working on your behalf. And you're going to see it by the word of God. Proverbs 20 and 22, please.
And it reads, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord and he shall save thee.
Don't do evil for evil. He's saying wait on the Lord and he's going to make it right. What he's saying, don't take it into your own, on your own self to recompense evil. Trust the Lord. He's going to make it right. I've seen this happen in so many people's lives, in so many walks of life, in so many areas of life. Anytime they get out of it, they forgive, the Spirit of God go into a place that they cannot go and make it right. The Spirit of God go into a place where they cannot change things and change things. The Spirit of God go into a place where things is out of order against you, and God put in order. I've seen the turnaround in so many people's lives. I've seen how God make it good and how God goes in reverse and correct. Why? Because you're the servants of God, and he's faithful to his servants who don't put their hands in the orders of God. God knows how to compensate. God knows how to make it right. See, God knows those slippery places those people going to fall into, those things that's happened to you. God knows the day of that calamity. God knows how that thing's going to turn around for you. And so this is an hour of recompense because God is your defense this night. And God going to do the supernatural. That was that's a simple prayer prayed for Sister Cindy to forgive that person. That person that made it hard, made it difficult, had affected her in many ways. Spirit of God say, forgive. Leave it alone. And I'm going to do a work. I'm going to show you I'm God. She walked in obedience. The promises of God moving on her behalf. That's on anyone who don't try to go in and correct it with something evil. Meaning don't take it into on your own self to recompense. When we trust God, God will make it right. God's going to make it right for you that have gone through the fire, that those things have been set up against you. The Spirit of God is faithful tonight. Romans 12 and 19, please.
And it reads, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give peace unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
He said, never revenge. Let God do it, saints of God. God knows how to defend. God knows how to visit that thing that has taken advantage of you. God knows how to vindicate. God knows how to pop up when people are not expecting it. When that thing seemed to be going so well, God knows how to pop up, saints of God. God knows how to defeat. God knows how to visit. And when we don't take things and get in charge of things, God knows how to put it in order. And you're going to see an example in the word of God. Jeremiah 51, 55, and 56, please. First one, get it, please read. Jeremiah 51, 55, and 56.
51 and 56?
Jeremiah 51 chapter, verses 55 and 56.
And it reads, because the Lord hath spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of her bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite.
God is a God of recompense. Now, it took 70 years later to do this. But God is moving so fast because we're in the last days. It took 70 years for God to recompense his people. But the Spirit of God placed them in slippery places. He allowed calamity to come near them. Everything backfired because God recompensed his people. God's law never fails, saints of God. And many times this happened in your life. I know it's happened in my life many times. As he spoke to Paul and the disciples, many times God set you in a place, put you in a place, prepare you in a place where he knows somebody's going to take advantage of you. Well, he knows somebody going to wrong you. And God was speak to you and let you know, I'm placed. That's what he did for Moses. He knew that Pharaoh was going to get hard and hard. But God set it up for Moses. God placed Moses at that place for recompense, saints of God. Many times we are set up for the purpose of recompense. What am I saying? An evil person, a person that do people wrong, they do it for such a long time. It's such a bad habit. And when they do it to evil people, do evil people like that. Do me wrong, do you wrong. Kill my cat, kill your dog. Just evil, evil, just do it. But this is what happened. God will cause his servants. Many times your servant is placed into a situation. God knows that evil person. God knows that person gonna mistreat them. God knows that person they're gonna do them wrong. That's what he did for Moses. Because it was time for recompense. Because of the oppression. Because of what his people had gone through, some servant of God had to be put into a place. There are servants of God are put in some place for recompense to come, to stop that force that have oppressed so many people. Because the word of God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And so God said, anointed one, send someone who's not going to fight, send someone who's going to hold their peace, send someone who's going to walk in forgiveness, send someone that's not going to vindicate, you're going to let them trust the Lord. And they take advantage of God's anointed one. They misuse God's people. But the Spirit of God has set you up for the purpose to stop that evil force, for the purpose to bring calamity on that evil force, for the purpose for God to put that evil force into slippery places. That's what he did for Moses and Pharaoh. God brought calamity. God brought him into slippery places. Everything he touched turned on him. And so there are those out there in this hour as I speak. You've been set up, but God got your back. There are some things you're going through that you've been wronged in, that's wrecked your life. It's caused you harm in your family. Have came against you in all kinds of ways. But this is a night of recompense. That God is before you, he going to put things in order. That God is before you, he's going to rectify. That God is before you, He's a clean-up man. God knows how to go in and clean up. God knows how to visit that wicked spirit. God knows how to go into that place and get even for you. Because he's a God of recompense. He's a Jehovah God, the God of Gomorrah. He's a God that protects. He's a God that defends. And so many have gone through that places, have gone in that place where God has set you up for a purpose, thanks to God. When God has spoken to me and said, I'm placing you right here with this individual because I know you're not going to fight in the flesh. I know you're going to trust me, and I'm going to protect you. And I've never seen God fail, thanks to God. So this is a word of encouragement for you tonight. God is faithful to his servant. And he has to set a servant, a humble person, a person that is led by the Spirit, who know the word of God, who don't fight the flesh, but let God fight for them. Because those individuals, those places, those things, those cooperation, those business have oppressed so many people, have abused so many people. But when God put his elect in that house, when God placed his elect in that path, they're not going to fight in the flesh. None of the disciples did. The Spirit of God will bring calamity to everything that will come against them. That's what he did for Paul and Silas when they was beaten because they was proclaiming the word of God. They were placed into jail. But they prayed and they praised God. And everything began to shake around them. God caused a supernatural earthquake. That earthquake shook and loose Paul and Silas. This night the Spirit of God going to go into a place and cause an earthquake just for you. Go shake those things that have come against you, that have waged war against you, who have set up to wreck your life, to stop you. The God above going to cause an earthquake. That means the Spirit of God going to bring his spirit a recompense to correct, to make right, to alter, to put things in order. When you stay out of it, saints have never failed. Why? Because you trusted the Lord that he's going to make it right. So you hold your peace. You allow God to fight the battle. You stand still and you see the salvation of the Lord. You don't gossip. You don't talk. You don't scandalize anyone. You don't broadcast it. You stay quiet before the Lord. You're trusting God. You don't know his timetable. You don't know how he's going to do it. But you know that the Spirit of God going to go into that place and cause things to be reversed just for you. He'll go into that place. He's going to make it right just for you. He will go into that place and rectify. He's going to make things right. What's wrong? When you are a true servant of God, you allow the Spirit of God to fight your battle. And when anyone want to call me, want to talk about something that's against what God's word, I cut it short. I say, no, you need to forgive. You need to let it go if you want victory. Some listen, some doesn't, but it's the word of God. When you let go and you let God, the Spirit of God goes into that place and you receive recompense. It's the promises of God. He's faithful to his servant. Anything that's deserved to be placed right, God go into that place and correct that wrong for you. It's the authority of his law, saints of God. It's the promises of the Lord. It's the law of God. It does not change. The word of God said Jesus came to fulfill the law, make it better, bringing forth justice. It's a due process. But it's righteousness, it's truth, it's honesty, it's fairness. God is a fair God tonight. And God wants you to know, just stand, saints of God. You are his beloved. He sees. There's nothing hidden from God. He said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. That's Psalm 34:19. God deliver you out of all. Why? Because God will cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus came. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came for the purpose to destroy the works of the devil. So there are those in tight places right now, in places that things are coming against you. The evil one is working all kinds of things against you to try to stop you, to try to hold you back, trying to defeat you. But if you stand, as the word of God says, don't take nothing into your own hand to do yourself. Trust the Lord. He's going to make it right. Evil fighting evil does not work. It will consume you. But when you stand, things I've never seen it not work. When you don't say anything, you hold your peace and let that spirit think it's getting away. Don't work. I've never seen it work because it's not scripture. It's not the law of God. God will visit that spirit. God will stop that spirit. God will overthrow that spirit. God will wreck that spirit because you are his beloved. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He will not forsake you, saints of God. He will deliver you out of the hands of the wicked. That's Psalms 97:1. Why? Because the precepts of God is his law. His law never fail. Jesus came for the purpose to fulfill the law of God, to make it fair, to bring forth justice, to bring forth truth and honesty. That's why they didn't like Jesus, because he was a man of righteousness. And he spoke truth. And that's why Jesus came. That's the purpose that Jesus came into the earth. For the purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus destroys the works of the devil. We cannot do it, saints of God. We have to repent because it's not our job. Jesus was manifested for that purpose, to go into our place and bring recompense. It is so the time of recompense now as never before. All the saints of God need to do is stand. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Walk in forgiveness. Spirit of God will enable you to do it. Don't feel good. I'm not fixing it up. I'm telling you, it don't feel good when you know when people have wronged you, when people are trying to do everything to defeat you. It does not feel good. But the Spirit of God will go into that place, enable you, give you tolerance, give you endurance, and you can forgive. And what happened? The Spirit of God steps in and avenge you. He steps in, he bring in recompense. I've never, ever seen it fail. He's a God of recompense. And there are those has been set in places. Don't feel good. Don't look good. It didn't look good for Israel, for Moses. But God was preparing them for recompense, thanks to God. It's all through the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. And many times, we have to go through something for God to stop that evil thing that have oppressed so many people. But when it get into a saint's life, a man or woman of God, a servant of God, that's when there's a stop sign. Because God gonna go into that place for your sake. Because you're trusting him. And he gonna make that thing right. And that spirit don't have a clue when calamity is near. Don't have a clue. God said in his word, he'll place them in slippery places. They don't know that there's a slippery place that they're getting ready to walk into. Meaning that God will defeat that spirit for you. God will defend you of that spirit. And so it's a time as never before for God to avenge you, to vindicate you. But you have to do the word. You have to stand still. You have to get your hands out of it. You have to love. You have to forgive. And the Spirit of God does that you cannot do, saints of God. Why? Because it's your time. It's your due season. The promises of God to recompense his faithful servant. So this is a word of encouragement. Stand, please, saints of God. See the salvation of the Lord. Forgive. And what happened? You'll be in peace, even though there's a battle around you. Because it's what the word of God says in Psalm 55 and 18. He delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. God is with you, saints of God. And so he wants you to be encouraged tonight. He wants you to stand. He wants you to allow him to vindicate. He wants you to allow him to recompense and bring you into a large place. A large place. That's what God desires, to enlarge your territory. He desired to bring you into an enlargement, saints of God. From all the things you've gone through, the way you've been mistreated, and the wrong that you suffered, God said, by his word, that's what he told Israel, I'm going to recompense, because I'm the God of recompense. It took 70 years, but God was faithful. He's a faithful God. He remembered his promise and his covenant. He don't change, saints of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a prayer request. Two of my kids have COVID, and so they're in the house with me, and they need prayer for healing and to not be in any type of pain. And then I want prayer for myself, Heaven, and Kyra that we do not get sick at all. Well, Kyra's sick, but she has like a flu. And so I want her to be healed. But Heaven and I, we are not sick, and I just want God to continue to have his grace and mercy upon us. Thank you.
Does anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Daryl.
Okay.
I had a niece that passed away yesterday, and she was very close to me. And I just want to have prayer for the family and stuff because we're really, it's a really sad situation, and we just need prayer. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Vanessa. Prayer for my tooth. I have a toothache. And
okay.
Prayer for myself and my daughters.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Oh, I do, Pastor. So I have done everything, you know, because I start working about a week and a half, yeah. And the only thing that is holding me back is I cannot find my GED nowhere. I cannot find it nowhere. And I've always had it, yeah. So I'm asking God to please bring that into my remembrance where it's at. And then also this place that, you know, when I came back from Utah, they haven't paid me yet, you know, and it's I'm down to my last pennies and stuff like that. So I'm asking God to expedite that. I'm so sorry. And just one more thing. You know, this, my car thing, you know, they keep telling me, they're like, oh, you know, we're going to come get it. Come and get it. Honestly, just come and get it. I'm tired of being scared. I'm tired of being, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, stand on the word of God tonight. It's time for recompense. Meaning, you know how some people that just do so wrong for so long, and they think they have gotten by. But God said hi, and he looked slow. And when God says it's time for recompense, he's a spirit. Can't nobody fight against God, thanks to God. He's a spirit. Can't anyone fight against the Spirit of God? When it's time for God to give you recompense, he's saying, enough is enough. I must vindicate you. I have to visit that spirit. I must stop that spirit. And what do God do? He goes into a place that you can't go and set things straight just for you. He's a clean-up God tonight. He knows how to clean up. He knows how to turn things around because he knows how to make right what's wrong. Father, this word to encourage someone tonight, because many of your people, and many people have gone through this where they didn't have authority, they were without, they couldn't fight for themselves, and they were down and out, and many have taken advantage of them. They were in a place, oh God, many times you set us up in that place. I've known you to do this for so many things, oh God. Because, God, you know how to stop the wicked. You know how to stop the oppressor. And they can go for many years taking advantage of people unsaved. But they cross the line when they touch the anointing of God. Father, I thank you tonight. You have servants that's anointed by you. Have who have been taken advantage of, who have been done wrong, need to be justified by the Holy Spirit. It's a process, God, but you know how to make it right because you are God of truth. You're God of honesty. You're God that's fair. Father, I thank you tonight that your spirit enabled them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They don't gossip about it. They don't get on no Facebook or social media talking about it. They need to see the Spirit of God bring recompense to amend some things, make things right that's wrong, put things in order. God needs a clean up. Father, you're a clean up God. You are God. You're Jehovah God. You're God that know how to recompense. You God, Jehovah Gomorrah. Father, move this hour in Jesus' name. Go into that place and bring restitution. Go into that place, oh God, and do what they cannot do for themselves. Make it right for them tonight in Jesus' name. Oh God, put it in order in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh Father, for setting things straight for your people tonight. Correcting that thing that is wrong, God. Revising by the Holy Spirit. God, give a visitation. Oh God, give that wicked person a chance to repent and to stop wrecking people's lives. Those wicked corporations and companies and people, God, that has planned to oppress people with. I thank you tonight, God, that you visit them, that they will stop it, God, before they get into slippery places, before calamity come near them, oh God. I ask in Jesus' name. So, Father, you're a good God. You desire no one perish, but all come into repentance. But, God, you're a clean-up God. You're a God that set things straight. You're a God that rectify. You're a God that make right that is wrong. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God bring recompense to the faithful servants of God, those that have been in a place, God, that the Spirit of God give them a repay tonight, that the Spirit of God give them reimbursement tonight, that the Spirit of God give them compensation. In Jesus' name, I thank you for their repay. I thank you for their reimbursement tonight from the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God go into their place, God. And call the Spirit to order, repay tonight to your servant. And God, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Penny in her household, that the Spirit of God and his blood cleanse that house. I loose your word, Matthew 8:16. Cast out that spirit of infirmity with your word, your blood, and your spirit, God. I thank you for the protection over that home in Jesus' name. That the spirit of COVID comes separate to the blood of Jesus. That the spirit of infection comes separate to the blood of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will flush that home out with his precious blood. You say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Pass over that dwelling with the blood of Jesus tonight. And let no harm come to the people in that place, God. And I thank you for their protection, their health, and their wellness. In Jesus' name, by faith. Father, I thank you for comforting Brother Darrell and his family with the loss of this niece, that the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost will comfort them in their loss, God. And I thank you, oh God, that your spirit go into that place where they're weak, you make them strong. Oh God, everything that needed to prepare for this homegoing of this person, this young lady, God, prepared, God, that the family be in unity. I come in your name, Jesus, coming against this unity in Jesus' name. With this unity, there's strength. I thank you for strengthening the family now, God, as they prepare for releasing this young lady to your care, God. Oh, God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Vanessa, place your hand on your jaw, please. Father, I thank you for removing the aches. I thank you for removing the pain. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues to go into that place, God, that the virtues of God now silence that pain and the discomfort in Jesus' name. Move infection in the name of Jesus. Cleanse her mouth with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the Spirit of God to stop the trauma in her mouth now in Jesus' name. That her mouth is healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the healing virtues right now. The process of healing beginning. And that her home is safe, her family is safe and protected in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Maddie tonight. That those documents that's lost, that the Spirit of God lead her into that place, that the Holy Spirit will bring all things into her remembrance. John 14:26, be upon her now, that the Spirit of God will lead her into that place to pick up those documents. And that, Father, she need that money released from that job. I thank you for the Spirit of God to go into that place, God, and release her funds, oh God, so she can take care of the things she have need of. I thank you for the release of the money now in Jesus' name. And I give you praise and thanksgiving for the Spirit of God to lead her for those documents that she has need of, that she will find them, because the Spirit of God going to bring into her remembrance. And I thank you for the release of the funds that's due her. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the Spirit of God to be upon your people tonight, that the Spirit of safety, that the Spirit of healing be upon them. Let them not receive the hype, but they're listening to God. Oh, Father, I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing. They go in and out, that the healing purchase of Jesus upon them, what they do, who they come in contact, that the Spirit of healing, oh God, protect them, oh God, from this vile spirit, that the Spirit of God protect the children in school, protect those old frontline workers, God, protect those, God, that's always around gathering, have to work in gathering. I thank you for protecting those in offices that's closed up. I thank you for protecting those, oh God, in whatever job. Oh God, I give you praise and thanksgiving for the blood to cover your elect in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of the protection is over them through the cross and through the blood of Jesus. We're lifting up Jesus tonight. We're preaching Jesus Christ, him crucified, because he atoned us. He redeemed us, because he paid the price on the cross. He paid a sin debt. And because of Jesus, we can freely come to him. And God, I thank you for salvation tonight. Draw in the unsaved, those that God don't know yet. They can't be drawn unless you draw them. Draw them by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you this night by faith that the blood cover us going in and out, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that Psalms 91 is upon us, God, that we are in a secret place of the Most High. And we thank you right now, God, that you are shielding us and protect us from every vile spirit that was sent out by Satan to harm us. We are the protection of the word and the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for your safety now. In Jesus' name, be blessed, saints of God. It's time for your recompense. Receive it by faith that God is going into a place, cleaning up, making right what's wrong, because you are his beloved. In Jesus' name, be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And thank you for listening.
Amen.
I'm Beatrice Smith.
Amen.
The Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call. Area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.